We've got mail. Not much meaning. I really enjoyed Count on the Values in the November 1999 issue. Every week I go to the Young Women, and every week we recite the Young Women theme. But I was always just reciting words. They really didn't mean anything to me. After I read the article, I realized that I could make those values become something important in my life. I would no longer just be reciting words every week, but I would be renewing a goal to live those values every day of the week. Elizabeth Cox, Richfield, Utah, via email. Always. When I have to make a hard decision or I feel alone, I look at my mental picture of Jesus and know He loves me and is always my friend. The story, Always My Friend, March 2000, helped me to remember that. Rachel Johnson, Tampa, Florida. Gets pretty lonely. I just wanted to thank you for printing the articles Roots and Branches, August 1999. There are only two members besides me at my high school, and all of the people and friends I have in my ward go to another high school. It gets pretty lonely, and that article helped me to get another perspective. I now cherish the time that I get to spend at seminary and Mutual more than ever. And that same issue in Madagascar really taught me a lot, too. I think the members there have so much courage to stay strong and be proud members of the church. I really wish I had the courage that they must have. Julianne Burnham, Pomona, California, via email. New looks good. I've been meaning to write the editor about the new era for the longest time and never took the time to do it. When the January 2000 copy came out, I was greatly surprised by the new format, and I wanted to tell you that I like it very much. I don't know what it is about it, but I like it a lot. I wanted to thank you for having the new era. No matter what my situation is, you always have an article that seems written, especially for me. I am so grateful for the time and effort put into this magazine. It means so much to me, and I'm sure it does to the rest of the LDS youth. Thank you for your effort and hard work. Rachel Lassix, Granite Bay, California, via email. Why the change? I just wanted to say that I received my new issue of the New Era today, January 2000, and I'm very disappointed in its new look. Believe it or not, I always look forward to seeing which color you would use to highlight the white letters of the words New Era on the cover. The Mormon ad's new look reminds me of the Mormon ads from 1990. I thought it was kind of bland. The question and answer section has a nice new look to it. It's a little different, and I suppose I'll have to get used to it. I know it's the new millennium and that we need to have a fresh new look, but did you have to change something that was already so wonderful? I love the new era. The messages are inspiring, and you always seem to know just what I need to read. That part has not changed, but when you have a good thing, stick with it. Steve Nunez from Port Jefferson, New York, via email. Correction. The story Ryan's Trip that ran in the July 2000 magazine was written by Jane H. Forsgren. Her byline was inadvertently omitted from the article. The New Era apologizes for the mistake. The New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to We've Got Mail, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or via email at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section. We've Got Mail. Reader's Guide.